Now, most of you say, well, I'm here, you know, I'm 43 years old, I can breathe, I've lived this long. But most of us don't breathe correctly. And if we don't have the proper breathing, our blood, if our blood does not get oxygenated as a result of that, it contributes to anxiety, to depression, to fatigue, and a generally stressful situation for us. So one of the best things you can learn to do for yourself is to breathe correctly. Let's take a minute to figure out, find a comfortable, one of the best ways you can do this, and if you'd like to do this, is to lie on the floor. If you just assume not lie on the floor, then sit in your chair as erect as possible. Don't be leaning back against the back of the chair because you want the upper part of your body erect. If you decide to lie on the floor, what you can do is you can lie on the floor with your just to place yourself relaxed on the floor with your knees bent and to put your hand on your abdomen. Okay? What I'd like you to do is to place your hand right below your rib cage. Okay? Okay, so it's just right above the tummy where you want to take. And I'd like you to take a deep breath and notice what you notice about taking a deep breath. Notice what moved, what part of your stomach moved. Did your hand move? Did it move in? Did it move outward? Did it not move at all? If you were breathing correctly, your hand should have moved outward. Okay? What happens when you breathe and you breathe correctly is that you fill your diaphragm fully. You fill your lungs starting from the bottom and on up. And your diaphragm will be, once the bottom of your lungs are filled, your diaphragm pushes down, your rib cage, your chest will expand, and as your lungs continue to inhale, your shoulders may rise a little bit. And that's when you know you fully filled your lungs with air correctly in a healthy way. Imagine that your lungs are divided into three parts. And as you take in a deep breath and breathe in through your nose, the best way to breathe in, the way you can inhale the most oxygen is through breathing in through your nose, if you can do that. And then imagine that you're filling up the bottom part of your lungs. Okay? And then feel the diaphragm gets pushed down and your chest has room to expand, and then the middle part of your lungs are filling up. This is very slow motion. And finally, the upper part of your lungs are filled and your shoulders rise slightly. Okay, so try and take in a deep breath and imagine all of that happening as you take in a deep breath through your nose. Okay, and then let out the air. And then imagine it again going in the opposite order, that the top part of your lungs are emptying out, and then the middle, and finally at the bottom you've pushed out all the air that needs to be pushed out. Okay? Another way that you can be doing this is when you fill your lungs again with the air, and some of you may start to yawn. And that's an indication that perhaps you've not been oxygenating the way you need to. When you get more of that, it's a change in that oxygenation, but that's a normal thing. When you start breathing real deeply, somehow you start yawning because of that. All right. When you breathe in this time, when you let your air out, I want you to hold it and then let it rush out just as a sigh through your mouth. Like you breathe in and then Okay, try that again. Let yourself hear it and like a sigh. Breathe in. Right. When you do that, when you let yourself sigh, that's a real good way of releasing tension. Because what you're doing is you're forcing out the air, you're enabling yourself to really reoxygenate your blood and pushing, making sure that your lungs are empty. So when you take in your next breath, you're not taking in just a half a breath because you still have stale air in there. You've pushed it all out with that sigh. And that's one of the simplest ways that you can do to help. You know, we talked about some anaerobic exercises yesterday that you could do. A couple other things that you can do to help relieve stress when you're just sitting at your office or when you're sitting down or driving in the car is to take some deep breaths and then sigh and just let out a sigh. And that can be very helpful in relaxing. The book that I'm using says that the best thing that you can do is take at least 40 deep breaths every day. That's one of the most relaxing things you can do to yourself, for yourself. One gentleman, what he did when he first found out about taking deep breaths, he decided that every time he would check his watch, he put a little blue mark on his watch. And he decided every time he'd check his watch, he'd see that blue mark and he'd remind himself to breathe deeply, just to take a deep breath and then to let out a sigh. And what he found, and he kept track of this, and what he found is that during the day, he ended up doing that about 50 times. And after about a week of just doing that, because he had gone to a stress management class and he'd only been able to fit in the first session, and this is what this guy talked about, was taking good, clean, deep breaths. After about a week, his secretary asked him, you know, are you on some kind of medication? You seem so much more relaxed. You seem, you know, less tired and whatever. And the only thing he had been doing is every time he checked his watch and saw that blue line, he would take a deep breath and then a sigh afterwards. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to cure you of all your ills, but you might try to do something like that to help yourself be able to learn to breathe correctly. Any questions about that? Does anybody else have, do you have any stories? Do you have any of your own experiences that you can share about breathing or correctly or incorrectly? Or any that you've heard? Because this is helpful when we share with one another information that we've heard. Have you ever heard this before? Is this old stuff for most of you? No. Okay, so this is, go ahead.
When I was a kid, I remember I used to breathe through my chest first.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going to my physical doctor and complaining about how I couldn't get enough air in my lungs, and he just told me I was imagining things. You know, I don't know where on the ones I figured out to breathe otherwise, but it just wasn't really recognized in the medical community that breathing is, that it affects the way you feel.
Uh-huh. Well, one of the things that we've been taught, and a lot of times, you know, you say stomach in, chest out, you know, that's how you should. Well, that's a real inhibitor to be able to fill your lungs with breath, because if you're keeping your stomach in, then you're about half of or a third of your lungs are not able to really expand fully in order to get the breath in. So the stomach in, chest out theory is not conducive to taking good deep breaths. So if you need to do that, find some time during the day to allow yourself to take those good deep breaths also. Let's see. All right, I'm going to try a couple other breathing exercises with you. What did I? A sigh of relief.
Isn't that the way choirs and professional singers are taught to breathe too? I was going to mention that.
Yeah, they are. Yes. You know that they.
Not that I'm a professional singer, but I just sing in the church choir, and our choir director, we do breathing exercises at the beginning, and sometimes when she's not getting enough something out of us, she says stop. Mm-hmm. And I remember, hand here, wow. Breathe deeply, make sure your hand goes out, in,
Right.
And then she gets what she wants out of it.
Uh-huh. And the other thing that you need to do is when you're doing the deep breathing exercises, be sure your back is erect. One of the ways, the reasons to do it on the floor, is to make sure that your spine is correct. Because if you're sitting like this, you've also already compressed your chest to a point that you're only filling up part of your lungs. I don't know how big my lungs are, but you know, you're only filling part of them. So being able to sit up allows you to fill your lungs with that. Would you like another breathing exercise? Because I have several in here, and some are interesting and some aren't so interesting. Oh, let's try this one. Stand up. Okay, this is called a windmill. And this is something that you can do after you've been bent over your work for several hours. You've been working real hard and real tense, and you're feeling tense. And this exercise will help you feel relaxed and feel more alert. Stand up straight with your arms out in front of you. Okay? And I want you to inhale and hold a complete natural breath. So remember, you're doing the third, so hold a complete natural breath. Feel yourself do that. I want you to swing your arms backwards in a circle several times. And then reverse and exhale forcefully through your mouth. All right? And then take some deep cleansing breaths again and blow out. All right, and then repeat it again. You'll hold your breath while you're swinging your arms. So breathe in. And then a couple cleansing breaths. And then you can do it again. And this is a way for you to help yourself relax if you've been bent over and feel tense. Get some movement going in your shoulders and allows you to become more alert. Gets your blood oxygenated. You want to try another one?
Okay, let me see. I start a couple.
This is a little more difficult. And it'll stretch your torso, and it'll also make you feel less stiff or tense. So stand up straight again with your hands on your hips. And I want you to inhale and hold a complete natural breath. And then let the lower part of your body remain stiff. And bow forward as far as you can, exhaling through your mouth. All right, now I want you to stand up straight again and inhale with a complete natural breath. And I want you to bend back slowly and exhale. Okay, come up and stand and take another breath. And bend to one side and exhale. Come up again slowly, breathe. And then bend to the other side. And exhale. Okay. All right, and then come back up again and take some big breaths and then just slowly exhale. Okay. You can go ahead and sit down. That's called just bending. The one is windmill and the other is bending. Again, these aren't exercises to try and get you to lose weight. What these are exercises to do is to help you feel less tense and to relax. Feel more relaxed? Feel stiff, feel sore. All right, you can do this one for about four times. The top one, you can do it in a series of four. So if you do those breaths and then do those windmill arms for about four times, and then you can sit down and you can start your work again. It's something easy to do, but it's something that can really help with stress. Do you have any other questions about breathing? Because before we do the progressive relaxation, what I wanted to be able to have you do is to be able to be breathing correctly during this so that so that you can get the full benefit of the progressive relaxation. Any questions about breathing? Because I don't want to spend the entire time on that. Okay, progressive relaxation. A lot of you are in here, and that title must have intrigued you. What do you know about a progressive relaxation? What is that? What information do you have about it already?
Is that where you start with head and work all the way down to your feet?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's exactly it. How many of you do that progressive relaxation on a regular basis? How many of you have done it once and it felt so good that you thought, ooh, I think I'll do that again?
Yeah,
that's generally how I end up doing it too, that I don't do it on a regular basis, but when I do it that one time, I thought, oh man, that's been so nice, I ought to try, you know, I ought to do that more often. Progressive relaxation is something that was begun and introduced by a man named Edmund Jacobson in 1929. He wrote a book called Progressive Relaxation. And he introduced this idea of tensing your muscles and then feeling them relax, to be very conscious of your muscles, of where the tenseness is in different parts of the body. And his contention was that if you can become very aware of the tenseness in different parts of your body, that you can help yourself release that tension through practicing relaxing those specific parts of your body. And so what the progressive relaxation technique does is to allow you a chance to sort of get to know your body a little more so that you can be in touch with how your body feels when it's tense and how your body feels when it's relaxed. There are two kinds of progressive relaxation. One is active and one is passive. The active kind is where you tense your muscles up and then you relax them. And they usually concentrate the muscles in four groups. You work with the hands, the arms, the biceps first. You work with the head and the facial muscles. You can work with then the third group is the chest area muscles, and then finally you've got the thighs and the buttocks and the calves and the feet, those muscles. So what we'll be doing tonight is an active progressive relaxation. A passive relaxation is generally suggested after you've already learned how to do active, because then you can, without tensing your muscles, you can scan your body to tell whether or not it's tense. I don't know about you, but I know that oftentimes I can go through a day, a week, maybe even a month, very tense and not realizing I'm tense, not being even able to identify how tight my neck muscles are until suddenly one of my neck muscles or my back muscle turns into a knot and I go, oh, wow, what happened here? And what's happened is that I've been just progressively getting tenser and tenser. Can any of you identify with that? That's what happens. So regularly doing progressive relaxation can help you become very aware of when your body starts to tense up. And when that happens, what you can start doing is to focus then on that part of the body and to consciously help yourself relax it. So, do you have any questions about that? All right, then what we're going to do for the rest of the time, and we can talk, what we can do after that is talk about the experience, because this will probably take somewhere around 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes, depending on how fast or how slow I talk. So for the next 20 or 25 minutes, I'm going to be talking and you're going to be progressively relaxing. What I'd like you to do is to put your feet on the floor and to these chairs, I'll tell you, and if you would like to lie on the floor to do this, we can. In fact, would you flip off the lights? we don't have to, but if you'd like to lie on the floor, you can do that. And when you're lying on the floor, lie in a comfortable position with your arms down by your sides. Others of you can stay in your seats, that's fine. Just find a comfortable position in your seat. It's not that you can't do this in your chair. Please feel free to do it in your chair. Okay? And find a comfortable position. If you're sitting in a chair, put your arms on your lap because that's probably a more comfortable position. Feet on the floor, legs uncrossed. Okay? If you want to close your eyes, that's fine. If you want to leave your eyes open and maybe just focus on something in the room, that can be real helpful. All right, what I'd like you to do first is I'd like you to take a deep cleansing breath, one of those that fill up the bottom third, and then the top middle third, and then the top third, and let it out. Try that one more time. Breathe in, hold it for maybe the count of three, and then let it out. All right, I'd like you to clench your right fist, and I'd like you to tighten it and clench it tighter. I want you to steady the tension in your right fist as you do that. Feel the tenseness in your fist, in your hand, in your forearm. Now relax. Feel the looseness in your right hand. And notice the contrast to the tension. I want you to do that again. I want you to tighten your right fist. Notice the tension in your forearm and fist. And then relax it. And feel the tension and the tenseness just flow out. I want you to tense your left fist. Again, feel the tenseness in your fist, in your forearm, and then relax it. Notice the contrast, how your arm feels less tense. Tense your fist again. Feel that tension, and then relax. Feel how your arm and hand feels loose and relaxed. I want you to bend your elbows and tense your biceps. Tense them as hard as you can and observe the feeling of tautness that is in your biceps. Now relax and straighten your arms. As you relax and develops, feel the difference between the tenseness and the relaxation. Do this again. Bend your elbows. Tense your biceps. Feel that tension. Now straighten your arms and relax. And feel the difference between the tenseness and the relaxation. I want you to take another deep cleansing breath. Take a breath. Fill up your lungs. And then let it out. Be sure you feel the air go all the way in. All right, turn your attention to your head. I want you to wrinkle your forehead as tight as you can. Now relax and smooth it out. Let yourself imagine your entire forehead and scalp becoming smooth and at rest. Now I want you to frown and notice the strain spreading throughout your forehead. Now let it go. Allow your brow to become smooth again. With your eyes closed, I want you to squint them tight together. Look for the tension. Now relax your eyes. Now clench your jaw, bite hard, and notice the tension throughout your jaw. Now relax your jaw.
When your jaws relax, your lips will be slightly parted, and your tongue may be resting against the roof of your mouth. Feel an ache in the back of your mouth. Now relax. Press your lips now and purse them into an O. Now relax your lips. Now notice that your forehead, your scalp, your eyes, your tongue, and your lips are all relaxed. I want you to take another deep breath, filling your lungs fully and letting it out. I want you to press your head back as far as it can comfortably go and notice the tension in your neck. Roll it to the right and feel the changing focus of stress, and then roll it to the left. Straighten your head and bring it forward and press your chin against your chest. Feel the tension in your throat and the back of your neck. Relax by allowing your head to slowly and comfortably go to a comfortable position. Let your relaxation deepen. Now shrug your shoulders. Keep the tension in your head and that hunch between your shoulders. Now relax your shoulders. Now feel the relaxation spreading through your neck, your throat, your shoulders. Feel that pure relaxation deeper and deeper. Be sure and take another deep breath and let breathe out. Okay? Give your entire body a chance to relax. Feel the comfort and the heaviness. This time I want you to hold your breath and fill your lungs completely and hold it. Notice the tension. Now exhale and let your chest become loose. Continue relaxing. Let your breath come freely and gently. Repeat this a couple of times and notice the tension draining from your body as you exhale. Next, tighten your stomach and hold it. Note the tension. Now relax. Now place your hand on your stomach. Breathe in deeply into your stomach, pushing your hand up. Hold. Relax. Feel the contrast of the relaxation as the air pushes out. Now I want you to arch your back without straining. Keep the rest of your body as relaxed as possible and focus on the tension in your lower back. Now relax deeper and deeper. Tighten your buttocks and thighs. Flex your thighs by pressing down your heels as hard as you can. Relax and feel the difference. Now curl your toes downward, making your calves tense. Steady the tension. Now relax. Bend your toes toward your face, creating tension in your shins. Relax again. Take a deep breath, filling your lungs. Hold it, and then let it out. Feel the heaviness throughout your lower body as the relaxation deepens. Relax your feet, your ankles, your calves, your shins, your knees, your thighs, and your buttocks. Let the relaxing spread to your stomach, your lower back, your chest. Let it go more and more. Feel it spread to your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Notice the feeling of looseness and relaxation in your neck, jaws, and all your facial muscles. Take a deep breath. Hold it. And let it out. When you feel comfortable and ready to open your eyes and come back to this room, just give yourself some slow time and then we'll talk about what happened. We can get the light on.
Why did you get into two small rooms?
I can relax so good.
Why did you get into two groups? And just for a minute or two, talk with one another about what that was like for you, what you liked best about what we did, what parts of it you weren't sure about. Okay, just give yourself a few minutes to discuss this experience.
Yeah,
That was uncomfortable?
No, it wasn't. I didn't think that.
I think lying on the floor would be more effective.
I'll do that. Yeah, on the floor. I think I would have been too long.
On the chair. Especially these chairs. If you don't have a chair, what you can do is have a chair that can support your head.
Yeah.
You don't have to be.
Be jealous.
Because in some respects, because you have to sit out without anything on your back, you will see. Really not be allowed to relax.
Then I'll leave my door open.
You could still do some things when you're driving, when you're stopping at a stoplight.
I think my hips.
Your jaw especially.
It'd be dangerous for me.
Sorry, man.
I get relaxed. Okay, is this group done talking? Is, are you just, okay, well, why don't we get all back together? I heard silence over there.
We're too relaxed.
Too relaxed? Well, why don't we get together and just talk about it then as a big group?
Another service you can offer.
It's hard to write words.
And you know what, I know I've got to.
He's not here. He's very good.
I'm sure you know. I'm a big runner.
But then there is, it's just not.
I used to make my friends six hours. I was doing it.
That real good?
I liked it.
Okay, so what did you learn about your body from this exercise?
I should relax more often.
And how did your body tell you that? I mean, what how did your body say that to you?
Oh, because my breathing is.
Okay, so you noticed that there was a definite difference with just breathing differently. Okay? How about anybody else? Did anybody else's body speak to them during this?
I found it difficult because all your life you try to suck your stomach in. Pushing it out just seems like it's going against everything that I've ever been told. And so that's difficult for me to believe.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody else find that also, that pushing your stomach out for breathing?
I'll bet if you do it for a while, you won't have to think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes pretty natural. I feel the same way, though. I mean, I know that a lot of times I'm not breathing the correct way, and when I try doing some of these things, my first response is yawning, because suddenly my body is getting a different amount of oxygen and it doesn't know what to do. Yeah. What else did some of the rest of your bodies tell you when you were doing this?
When you concentrate on certain parts, you kind of feel it draining and relaxing.
Uh-huh. Did you all feel that? Did you feel that after you've tensed and concentrated and then you let go, could you feel the tension draining out? One of the things that you can try and work on while you're doing the active relaxation and you go from active to passive is to really concentrate on being able to feel the tension drain out of your body. And sometimes it's helpful to visualize that. Sometimes it's helpful to visualize it as air, like maybe warm air going out of your body, or maybe even just kind of, if you can visualize it, and I know this will sound kind of, hocus pocus, but if you can just visualize little streams or little ribbons coming out of each of your fingers, that tension would be that, or maybe even little electrical currents. But visualize it and help your mind when you can visualize things like that. It's very helpful in releasing the tension, because then you have something you can kind of see that it's leaving. Okay, anybody else? What else did you learn?
I think three fourths of it is your soft, gentle voice. And you're not at home.
Well, what the lady over here asked, your name is?
Connie.
Connie asked, are there any tapes like that? You can make your own tapes.
When will your tapes be coming out?
Yeah, when my tapes be coming out, yes. They'll only be $39.95. Or you can go to any bookstore that would have a relaxation section or a stress management section. They probably have tapes
with soft music in the background, that, and someone who with even a softer and nicer voice than mine, that is making $39.95 per take.
$320 if you buy this one from your associate. Did they take it?
Oh, yeah, hey, we may have taken it. We may have taken it, so, yeah. They'll cut out, so if you would like this tape, they'll sell it to you for, what, three?
$320.
$320, hey, that's cheaper.
Have you made me, or is there a tape available?
But we're making it.
This is probably, well, we're leaving in the morning.
Just ask, ask for it tonight.
Yeah.
You can order it.
Yeah, they can order it and they'll send it to you, but we're making it as we speak.
Oh, really?
So that's why.
Would you have music too? That would be delightful.
Well, we could have had Cindy do music, but this, it's, what's being taped is what we're actually saying right now. So you're on tape also. So you'll be on that tape also. Like, so you might want that or other things.
Was that about a 10-minute?
Yes, it was. It was short. It was probably about 12 minutes. And that's the other, one of the other things that you can do. This only did take about, to go through that whole sequence, it only took about 12 minutes in the evening, at night, in bed, if you're having trouble going to sleep.
You could do that in bed.
This is often a way that's suggested to be able to help you relax to go to sleep. I've done this. When I've had trouble going to sleep, I go through progressive relaxation. I get to about my thighs. I can make it to my thighs, and then I usually fall asleep. So it goes, at least for me, it's very helpful in that. Okay. What else did you notice about your bodies? It's real important that you become aware of your own body, what your body is saying to you. We don't listen often enough to our bodies. Anybody else? Body screaming out to them something? Any special areas? In your legs? That may be a spot that, you know, your legs may be someplace where you're tense. You may be holding your tension there. As you're doing this, notice which parts of your body respond differently. You know, squeezing your hands into fists and letting them go, you might have had a very different experience than when you tensed your jaw. You know, you might have suddenly felt like, one of the things that I like about progressive relaxation is the fact that it does concentrate on your face. You don't often realize that you hold so much tension in your face. When I get stressed, the muscles in my face become very tight. And people say, oh, you look tired, or you look worried, or whatever. And when I do a progressive relaxation and just feel how the tension, you can feel, literally feel the tension drain out of your face, and your muscles become more relaxed. And so that's where, I think that's where I hold my tension. Other people hold their tension someplace else. Find out where you hold your tension. And then progressively relax that part. In fact, when you do progressive relaxation, you might concentrate on that particular part a little more than on other parts. Anybody else? Yeah.
Well, this is a little bit different, but one of the exercises is to say the vowels. I'm very expressive, you know, A, E, I, O, U. You're supposed to keep the wrinkles out of your face. I haven't been doing it that much. That's one of them.
And when you do that, like we pursed our lips and said, oh, you know, and made that real tense and then relaxed it. You know, as you do that, that could be another way that you might want to try that, if that's where you feel the tension is in your face. Good suggestion. Thank you.
Does this take away those things that cause you the stress?
Our first session talked about how these are only coping techniques with the stress that you have. One of the things that, you know, is one of the first suggestions that we made is to look and see where the stress is in your life and to try and maybe, you know, eliminate some of that stress if it's possible. You know, that's the, but what we're assuming now is that you've eliminated all the stress in your life that you can, and there's still stress there. Which, the first day we talked, there will always be stress. You know, you couldn't survive in the world without stress. You couldn't stand up straight if there wasn't stress. You couldn't sit down if there wasn't stress. Any change that happens to your body will result in stress. And we talked about the difference earlier. We talked about the difference between distress and regular stress. And the distress is the stuff that gets held in there and doesn't get let go. Mm. So today, all of you, when we talked about that switch being turned on and off, doing this progressive relaxation should have helped turn off that switch for at least a time.
I was just thinking about what's stressful for one person is not stressful for another. And I think that a lot of people don't give themselves permission to admit that, to say to yourself that, well, geez, you know, it's not stressful for that guy, so why should it be stressful for me? But it may be. So I don't think a lot of people do that.
Sure. You know,
they assume it shouldn't be stressful if it isn't for someone else.
Yeah. And your body will tell you. Your body's real good about letting you know when it's stressed. We often don't listen to our bodies. We've become very good at just ignoring what our body says until we end up in the hospital, you know, or the emergency room, or, so depressed that we can't get out of bed. And then suddenly we say, oh, how did I get here? And then maybe you kind of look little by little at the little signals your body. You know, think for a minute right now. What signals has your body been giving you in the last week that you're stressed? You know, I bet some of you can, can say. What?
Fatigue,
yes.
Yeah.
Tired? Anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody have a headache in the last week?
No.
No.
Yeah?
Racing heart.
Anybody have
racing heart? You know, no. Feeling that, your heart racing? Yeah? Huh?
Backache.
Backache?
At least me 4 weeks ago, I'd be a lot different.
Okay, sure. But even since I've been here, you know, and on teaching staff and getting to meetings and running to the bell, and well, you used to be on staff here too, that, you know, that it is, there can be stress. And so you just have to listen. You have to listen to yourself. You have to listen to your body and do some things for yourself. And breathing right is a very minor thing you can do for yourself, and giving yourself a chance to relax, listening to your body is something you can do.
I found that I needed a nap almost every day. I need it.
That can be real helpful to just relax, to just be gone out of it. Or just sitting, just sitting and watching the sunset. Or as you're walking to your cabin, to stop and turn around and look at the mountains and just stop for a minute, to not listen to the bell or to walk a little slower. This is a perfect place for you to allow yourself to relax. If you find that you're rushing to sessions or that you're rushing to meals or that you have to be here, that you have to be there, let your pace slow down a minute or two. Sit and do some breathing. Get to a session late, whatever. But this is a pun?
Don't go.
Or don't go. Don't go to the session. Sit and read.
Sit in the patio, talk to
people. Yeah, sit in the patio, talk to people. Just all of these are good suggestions. But don't be sure that you take advantage of a place like this to be able to relax. Let yourself relax.
Go play with some clay.
Go play with some clay?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Very good. Nice work.
Very good.
Sure. Yeah. Need some bread. Yeah, see if they'll let you go into the kitchen and need some bread. That's a nice thing to do. The machine, they do a machine now. This is all that we, that I have scheduled for this evening. If you want to talk some more, we can talk. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about meditation and creative visualization, which is something like, you go through another, similar to the progressive relaxation, only this time your body isn't going on a journey like with fists, but your mind goes on a journey. And prayer. Those are some more ways in which you can use these to help you work with stress. Any other suggestions for up here on using?
I have a suggestion for Vespers.
To do what?
I have a suggestion for Vespers.
Yes.
I guided meditation in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Maybe everybody be asleep.
Yeah. Well, suggest it. Suggest maybe that, they're always open to new ideas for Vespers. Suggest it to Roland when he gets back or to one of the other program people who's here. That's a good suggestion. Okay. Well, thank you. You get out a little early this evening.
Thank you.
I'm back.